Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Vince in the Bay. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Thursday night swag. And I'm kicking it freestyle here off the top of the dome tonight. If you want to join me, it's 347-826-7667. Open lines. Your calls take priority. There's been some news going on. I know I jotted down some things on my show description, but please, by all means, don't feel confined to those topics alone. Whatever is on your mind takes priority, so call me, 347-826-7667. And I already have a couple of callers waiting patiently on the line. Let's go to the phones, and I think I have... if I'm not mistaken, Crappy Tires back with me. What's up, Crappy?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Not
Crappy
good.
Tires. I'm
crappy
getting my
tires.
Crappy Tires voice going. I came up with one. It was for my talk show, you know, because I want to, you know, have the feds all not all over me. So I'm gonna come up with my little radio voice. I just got off the phone with Kishu's e-boyfriend, apparently.
Ooh. And
yeah.
What's going on? What's happening?
Oh, I don't know. He doesn't want me to say anything. He's writing a book, though, about hacking. So I helped him with a little marketing. Yeah.
You know who just came out with a book about hacking and who I heard was on the Colbert Report tonight and who's in New York City recording it? Or I guess he already taped it. Now he's I follow Kevin Mitnick on Twitter, and apparently he was on the Colbert Report tonight.
That's in the Love Sex song. Follow Kevin Mitnick on Twitter. I just listened to the song. That's how I know.
Oh, well, did anybody see that? Did you watch it?
I don't watch it. I don't watch Colbert, mostly.
Oh, I don't either. I don't have TV.
I watch it sometimes.
I don't have TV, and it hasn't... I think it just aired a little while ago, so I was curious how it went.
You don't have TV?
Because, you know, Colbert is actually, to tell you the truth, you know how I first heard about Anonymous was through Stephen Colbert watching his show. Like, he's like one of the few, if you want to call it mainstream entertainers that have ever that I've at least that I can remember earliest, you know, mentioning them. What?
I thought they hacked him during one of his shows or something.
Did they? Well, during the recording of it?
I have
no
idea.
Because he doesn't do it live. He doesn't do his show live. It's all, you know, taped. But, I mean, you could still, I guess, fuck with shit while they're taping. I don't know. But whatever.
Anyway.
I'm just curious to see how that went off, because Colbert's pretty funny, and I don't know. That guy, Kevin Mitnick, thinks he's pretty cool. He is pretty cool, but don't you hate it when cool people know they're cool and they, like, remind you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That kind of pisses me off.
I know people that are really full of themselves.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay, you're cool. Yeah, you're cool. Yeah, right on. Just be cool. Don't, like, remind me.
I know really good marketers that are complete dicks about how cool they are. It's sad.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. You just gotta, you know, it is what it is. Whatever.
Yeah.
Good times. So what else is new, dude? What else is going on? Didn't you have a show today?
Yeah, we talked to the guy who claims to have docked Cebu with his 100-page report. And Off the Pro was there.
Thrilling.
He did
what the FBI and the CIA and all the other forces of the universe could not do. This little kid out of all the forces.
No, not just one person. It is a team of people working together.
Oh, a team of like three or four little kids that have brought him down. Great.
So,
they did who needs the FBI? Who needs the FBI? Who are these kids? Tell me.
I mean, so since I thought he felt the doxing was all right, I decided I'd look him up too. Unfortunately, he decided to proxy his phone number so that it would show up as the same place where my Blog Talk Radio number is from, so it didn't work. But I could tell he was mid-20s, so I asked him to guess my age, and he told me I was 40. Well, we know who was closer to that. Because that's way off. Yeah. So anyway, I had fun with that.
What? What are you talking about?
He told me I was 40 years old via DM today. This guy who doxed Cebu. So I don't trust his data anymore. If he's doxing me as a 40-year-old, I doubt his Cebu dox is correct.
You know, you could be 40 years old. You could just have some weird affliction that makes your voice sound like you're a midget or something.
Well, my voice is pretty deep. I don't know. I mean, I can talk deeper, too.
Excuse me. Pardon.
I had a girl once tweet me that I was stalking her and I was a 40-year-old creeper. I don't know. Guess that's a good age to be a creeper at.
Good shit.
Yeah, so I wrote a new basement today about who I am. It's crappy tires.
Dude, you're cutting in and out, bro. You're having a little bit of a situation there. Let me put you on hold for a second. I'll come back to you in a second. I don't know. Your connection's like cutting in and out, dude. It might just be me. I don't know. Let's bring on Cherry Wong. Cherry Wong, what's going on, dude?
Sup, dude.
What's going on, man?
Wait. I got you something. 1 minute. Let me grab the thing. Bomb. Okay. First of all, crap size. I was just like on the phone to him. I'm the one that's writing the book.
Uh-huh. Of course.
Yeah. Okay, go to KanyeWest.com.
To what?
KanyeWest.com.
KanyeWest.com. All right, KanyeWest.com. All right, let's check it out. Dun, 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 dun. Jay-Z, Kanye West, Otis, watch the throne. What's that all about?
Just wait 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. I'm trying to do it. It's freaking lagging like hell. Oh. Like,
watch the throne? Is that what it's all about?
No, I'm trying to like free and load this thing, but it's really pissing me off. Sorry, 1 minute. Need to see it. Okay. Refresh the page. It should be down.
Sure.
It says it's down from all the pings I'm getting. Is it down for you?
I'm trying to refresh. Yeah, I'm trying to. It's waiting. Yeah. Waiting. 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 KanyeWest.com. Holding. Waiting, watch the throne. I can just try putting it in my browser thing again, right?
It says it's down for me for like 7 different places.
Yeah, it's just not loading. It's just not loading now, dude.
Yes, it's down. It will eventually
go down. Kanye down. Oh. Are you serious, dude?
Yeah, I just took it down.
Dude, yeah, it's just spinning for me now.
What do you mean? Yeah, it just won't load. Everyone in chat's like, loading, it's down. Downonauto.com, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. But, dude, I released my real name to everyone today.
Dude, I saw that. Was that for real? I wasn't able to
click on it. I'm not actually kidding. That's my actual real name. And you can ask Keisha as well.
You ripped me off, you fucking bastard.
What?
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Kanye West is up, dude. I'm looking at it right now.
What?
Or is it
the Kanye West is up now? Everybody in chat is saying it's down, seriously.
No, I'm looking at the old page that I still had up. Yeah, okay, never mind.
Dude.
All right, where's your paste bin? Send me your... Okay, give me your paste bin. I didn't read your paste bin.
I'll get it in chat. Oh, shit, I forgot it. It's like just the prologue to my new book. Cause it's like... It's just from like the view of like a freeing hacker who's...
So this is what Crappy Tires is talking about?
Yeah. Crappy Tires wants to market my book and stuff. Oh, did you see CSL Sec today? Dude. Vince, have you seen CSL Sec? CSL Sec.
I did not see CSL Sec. What happened over there?
They freaking took down MasterCard for an hour. Like, on their own.
Oh, you know what? I looked at their timeline, and all their time... Is that the ones that all their timeline is just like, took these guys down. Like, that's all his Twitter feed is.
Yeah, no.
Insane, dude. Funny. You kids are fucking nuts, dude.
I was, like, speaking to him on Skype, like, literally half an hour ago. The dude, he was, like, asking me questions about stuff. He's like, I was bringing down...
Kanye's back up, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, Kanye. I only viewed it for, like, 60 seconds.
Oh, okay, cool.
I've been like for an hour now. Oh, it's so freaking freezing here, sorry. I'm like in my garden.
Oh, okie dokie, folks. 347-826-7667 is the numero. If you want to get in on this cavalcade of excitement, I got my friend Cherry Wong here with me. He's do you want me to read this? Do you want people to know who you are?
Sure, whatever I can.
Oh, why don't you read it yourself? Dude, you should read it yourself. It's all written in first person.
650 words. Okay, yeah. I have to open it again. Like, because my computer's been so shit today. Dude, I freaking bought, like, an i7 processor, and my computer's just been really slow at the moment. It's probably, I, like, overclocked it, like, loads that shit.
So you started hacking at 12 years old.
Yeah, so, like...
You've been doing it for 3 years.
Well, no, I did it for, like, a month, and then just... Well, I was DDoSing sites when I was 12, and then, like, I just stopped and, like, got addicted to video games. But do you want me to read it out, then, basically?
Yeah, dude, give us your story, dude, for sure.
So this is the prologue to my book, so, like, the introduction. Okay.
Yeah, let's hear it.
First of all, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm known online as Chari Wong, but my true and, in quotation marks, real name is Charlton George. But I prefer Charlie because I hate my real name. I'm a 50-year-old boy from England, UK. I started hacking well at the time, if you can call it hacking. I was just 12 years of age. I started around a month DDoSing small sites till my video game addiction kicked in, and I started playing that up till the age of 15. On my 15th birthday, I started seeing Anonymous and such more in the news. So I just started on and off visiting the anonnews.org IRC for a few months until around mid-April when I started actually speaking to people about where to learn. See, of course, my first ever hack was just a simple Loic attack on a certain target at the time. I believe it was like in some Asian news website. I started growing a huge interest in hacking and would spend up to 7 hours a day reading ebooks, tutorials, forum posts, and watching YouTube videos. I bought a hard-hitting shell booter and found I could hit easy targets offline, and then started being a freelance web designer where I earned a couple hundred dollars a month making basic PHP and HTML websites for my family, friends, and people online. I then started learning SQLi and produced my first DFace on a website, which was pretty damn easy. I continued watching videos and tutorials until I knew how to code and set up a shell booter in solid botnet. At this point, I started developing my booter, which has been known for developing attacks on, like, the UK Prime Minister's websites, etc., etc. And my team, I also started setting up around the same time, the Wongs. I set about gathering people and working on a stream prank calling the FBI and other known organisations to viewers around the world. I got a couple of donations from that and bought a VPS and domain for my booter. instead of hosting it off my old crappy PC, which I'd convert into a server. I then worked with my team setting up a Twitter, YouTube, etc., and earned money by doxing a HackForums.net member who requested a paid DDoS of a targeted company. I then went on to hack medium-sized websites, gain shells, and buy VPS, etc., from my stockpile of around $2,000 at the time. I also had income from my pocket money each week of around £10 per week, roughly $15 to $18 at the time. I also invested in advertising and other such things as stock markets, etc., which some I still hold and are growing today, in brackets, all under my mother's name, of course, who had no clue at the time. In mid-May, I got caught after I hacked into my school's website and they had somehow traced my IP address. Got the phone number from Virgin Media and proceeded to call my house when my 9-year-old brother picked up and, of course, gave my name away. I got a police referral order for 6 months where they would regularly check my PC, but I had a laptop and netbook and other people's slash family's computers at my disposal. I carried on to learn XSS and LFI, which I then did my one day of lulls in dedication of lulsec, love to anonymous of you, by the way, which targeted HyperX targets for one day on the 8th of August. I had a small following at the time, and I remembered a quote from early from Shabu, which I was talking to on IRC, to control the media, lie, troll, or ignore them altogether. So I released the FBI lie, which was a simple trick and I had found on the website, which then got me a lot of recognition and almost doubled my Twitch following in about an hour. I then released the actual hacks I'd done on PBS, BBC, Goodyear, etc., which got me in with the crowd I am now affiliated with today. So, yeah, that's it.
Fucking badass, dude. You've done quite a bit already. God damn, you're only fucking 15. When I was 15, all I was worried about was trying to make left-handed layups. Playing basketball, dude. I was just out like shooting hoops. Trying to get that. And you're fucking taking down half the internet just for fun.
Oh yeah. I was helping take down
stuff. Yeah, good times, man. Fucking this is if you're just joining me, this is the homeboy. He's out of England, UK. You won't say where exactly, but that's cool.
Well, I'm in West Midlands, which is like a region, so it's like a state in America. So.
This is Sherry Wong, and he has just graced us with the prologue from his upcoming book that he's working on. What's the title of it again? Do you have a title?
No.
You need a working title, dude. Let's help Sherry Wong develop a working title here for his book. If you're in the chit-chat room and you want to suggest names for the working title of Sherry's book, of which we got the exclusive right here, the prologue from the book, and of course to tease that he performed a op Kanye maneuver, and I appreciate that. It's great to see that that you're moving on to writing books now. Jesus Christ,
yeah.
Sherry.
Well, I'm also like offering lessons and crap to anybody who's interested. So, like, I do like pretty much every kind of hacking in the world that's known.
Mhm. Cool.
And I'm learning Python at the moment, like Cebu, so that'd be cool.
What's Python?
Go to Wikipedia.
Because I have a Python in my pants. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm sure.
Oh, a different type of Python.
I'm sure it's a
little
snapper.
Right. So see, this is what it is in the new realm. It's all about instead of the hot new car. It's like the hot new fucking whatever you call it, app or what is that? Is that an app essentially?
It's a programming language. It's like C++, but like 10 times harder.
Mm-hmm. So is the idea with the programming language always to like stay, just kind of stay ahead of the game, like keep coding new code that nobody's ever touched, so that's how you kind of like stay ahead of the game or whatever? Is that sort of the idea?
I actually forgot to put like a major point in the prologue, which I've now added. But
oh, yes, please amend it now. Thank you.
Sorry. Basically, I do iPhone apps, and I learn to custom code iPhone apps, which I've shown Keisha as well.
Dude. Can you do a Vincent the Bay iPhone app?
Probably, but I haven't done it in ages. But do you know how the tool Javi, right?
I could do it myself, huh? What is it? Tell me about it.
Javi is like a SQL injection tool. I basically built a iPhone app called iSQLi.
Hello? Sherry? Hello? Do we lose him? Or do we lose me? I can't hear. Is this thing on? Sherry, you still there? All right, Crappy Tires, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, Crappy Tires. I don't know what happened to Sherry Wong. Sherry Wong, did you mute yourself or something? You're not there. We lost him. He dropped off.
It's 6 a.m. there or something. 5:30 a.m.
All right. Here, well, so. Hopefully he'll call back. But that was... That kid is out of control.
Joe just poked
He's hacked my show before. Are you kidding me? He's hacked my... That's how I first met him, is he hacked my show. I did a show like 2 weeks ago, and Kishi was all butthurt at me. So he fucking hacked into my show for her honor.
For her honor. He was talking pretty highly of her on the phone. That's all.
Oh, yeah, he's worse.
Did you see my tweet about him and her? I tweeted, and he just tweeted to you, by the way. He says, LOL, do not know what's happening.
Oh, yeah, he's gaga over her. He loves her. Oh, yeah.
He told me that they were getting married when he turns 18.
It's not to, dude, that's 3 more years away. That's right around the corner. It'll be here before
right around the corner, just like those 24-year-olds hitting on me, hitting on Crappy Tires on Twitter. Yeah, this one's been hitting on me every day, man.
Okay.
Do you like my new avatar? Did you see it today?
I did see your new avatar. I love it. I got to take another call here. I had somebody that's been waiting patiently for like 26 minutes. Area code 913. You're on the air. Who is this?
This is Zach. What's up?
Zach, what's up, dude? Welcome
up
to the show.
Tires.
What's on your mind?
Tires. This is Zeke Cleaver.
Oh, I know who it is.
It's Cleaver.
It's Z Cleaver from Twitter.
Z, how you spell it? How you spell that?
Z, it would be American. It's Z in Canada, or whatever. I don't know.
Either way, if you say Z or Z, I know what you mean. But that's it. I'll just call you Z. Forget it. Don't spell it. So Z, what's up, man? What's on your mind? Why'd you call in?
I was actually just hearing my buddies over there. I just met Wong today.
Uh-huh.
And I've been talking to Tires for a long time. I think they're both they're all right, you know?
Mm-hmm. You guys are, just as long as you guys stay out of trouble, just, you know, don't don't piss off the wrong people. Just be safe, kids. God damn it. And speaking of which, here's Kerry Wong's back. What's up, Jerry? Is it Sherry or Kerry? How do I say that?
Chari.
I always want to say Cherry, but Chari. That's such a crazy name. I love it though.
It's from a famous TV program in England, and I just like someone was calling themselves it at, like, my old school. So I just kind of rubbed it off them, and that's who everybody's been adopting me.
Awesome, possum. So you got your homeboy Z here on the line. He's calling to give you props, as well as, you know, we got Crappy Tires here.
Yeah.
And we also have another caller. Let's bring this person on. Block number, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh, why, hello there. This is Corpse again.
Corpse, love.
What's up, Shari?
Shucks, dude.
What's
going
on,
by the
Corpse?
Way, I'd like to dox myself. My name is Billy Bob Joe.
You sound like a Billy Bob Joe.
My sister's roommate had an animal named Billy Bob Joe.
What the fuck?
I forget what it was now. I forget. It was an animal.
So what brings you to the program, Billy Bob Joe?
Not much. By the way, NetBashers has some more of those leaked documents coming out. We're actually translating them. We've got two translated right now. We're supposed to be leaking out on our website pretty soon.
Amazing. Yeah. Where can people follow into all this? Is on on your Twitter, right? Is it NetBashers?
Yeah. It's NetBashers, isn't it?
Yep, nut bashers. We're busting nuts in half.
What's these nuts?
Oh yeah, for anybody that's interested, let me just grab it quickly. Kanye West.com is IP for the website. It is 184.73.196.93. Go fire your like cannons at it or something, haven't it?
There you have it, Op Kanye in full effect right here on Vincent the Bay's Blog Talk Radio, a.k.a. Disorderly Conduct. It's, you know, it's the internet, baby. Fucking freedom of expression, and we're allowing you to express your mind. You take over. It's cool. 347-826-7667. We are waiting to hopefully hear from Kishu at some point. She's out gallivanting around the town. I'm sure she's in a drunk dial at some point. I don't know.
She's eating lunch. Well, she was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, eating lunch. Yeah, at 10. And at that point,
that's what she tells you.
I would call that a dinner. I would call that dinner. But for her, you know, she's in hibernation all day long. I guess.
Her sleep pattern's really fucked up.
Yeah. Good times. Yeah, the Bay Area has not been the same ever since Kishu landed here in San Francisco. She's just kind of bossing everybody around.
I know what that feels like, dude.
Like, to be honest, that's the reason why they closed the bar. They're like, oh, fuck, Kishu's here. Fuck, we were going to let you guys ride the trains, but you brought fucking Kishu. No, we're going to... No, sorry. Closed. Closed. No. Come on. Go. Walk. Walk. Forget it. Tell her to go home. Tell her to go back to Arizona.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. A lot of fucking people are raging over
Arizona.
The MasterCard getting taken down.
She's racist, though. She's racist. She does not like dark people. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I know. She's funny. I shouldn't really be saying this, but, like, she's quite funny.
But, like, I thought she was trying to be funny, but no, she's, like, seriously, like, you know, it's like, is that how it is in Arizona? Just the mentality? Is that really, like, seriously, Arizona is the state that they voted to, I think sometime in the early 90s, they voted to not acknowledge JFK, or not JFK, Martin Luther King's birthday. Like, they decided not to make it an official holiday. They, like, de-holidayed it or something.
How
like
can
that.
You do that?
I don't know. It's states' rights. You know, the states
I got a family.
Like, no, we don't want to honor this. And of course, eventually, people voted it down or whatever. So eventually, it got restored. But I forgot what the exact story was. But they're just notoriously kind of like, you know, racial overtones going on down there. And I just don't get it. I just don't understand. You know, they're really bitter against the Mexicans coming over. I mean, I don't blame them, especially the gangs. The gang, you know, those Mexican drug cartels are no fucking
joke.
Yeah,
like Cebu's.
Like, seriously.
Oh, Vince, Reefer's going to be coming on the line pretty soon.
Reefer? Oh, great.
Yeah, he's like...
Somebody whose name is referring to weed, that's going to be great. This is going to be like fucking...
No, Reefer, you met him before. You met him before, the freaker from Netbashers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I can't... You got to get all you kids mixed up. I just can't keep track of them. I don't even know what's going on anymore. It doesn't matter.
So many fucking people were raging over MasterCard getting taken down today. I was following that shit. It's funny.
Yeah.
People were complaining. Some person was saying that taking MasterCard down is a good way to anger potential supporters by inconveniencing them. Anti-sec. All this shit. People were raging like crazy. Someone had supposedly reported them to the Pentagon and shit like that.
I'm getting requests now. For me to DDoS websites.
Well, oh, you're actually getting a request to hack one of the accounts on the air.
Yeah, or no.
Blog Talk Radio. Join anonymous _1.
Yeah, I know, but, like, do people not know, like, it's notoriously hard to DDoS hack friggin' websites. Like,
everybody knows that. No, people understand that. And
why are people so fucking retarded then about it? It's, like, so stupid. Like, they're like,
I don't understand. I think for some people maybe it's a new phenomenon. They're just like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. Oh, you could do that? Oh, you could do that? It's like, yeah, you can do that. All right. You know?
By the way, whoever just requested ShareLloyd.com to go down, it's down. Just the ShareLloyd.com woman. It's like, she's like, so...
To me, honestly, that like that Kanye thing, that's not a big deal. I mean, what? It wasn't there for a minute. Big deal. I mean, you know... It's
actually, worth 10 years in prison.
It's
and $500 fine.
Has somebody's already been convicted 10 years for that? Or is
no,
that,
but that is the max or
that's
whatever.
The maximum, but what's the precedent?
There is no precedent because nobody's
so that's what I'm saying. Is it? We're going to see this played out in the courts in the next, you know,
with Mercedes.
The thing is it's not going to happen overnight. Like all these kids, they're just now going through the system, dude. I went through the system, right? It took me 2 years to go through the system, and when I finally got out, you know, I was a completely different person, you know, and that's the same thing that's going to happen with these kids. And their process, they did more fucking, I think they did more nasty shit than maybe I did. But still, I think that they, that, you know, it's ultimately a white-collar crime, really. You know, what's the financial inconvenience that did to Kanye? He didn't even know it happened. He didn't even know. He probably will never know. You know, it's probably not the first time or the last time it's happened to him. He probably just, like when Rupert Murdoch, like didn't they DDoS his site or
no?
Whatever?
They I helped with that, but
yeah, they took him down. Like no, I mean that's don't get me wrong. I love it that's the thing is using it as a political machine. That makes sense, right? Because like you're using it to make a message, just like the BART thing, the protest. I mean, did they really hurt anything? They inconvenienced people for an hour. You know, like maybe you inconvenience Kanye's fans for 30 seconds.
And who wants to visit that site? And who wants look at you see
and
the old pictures?
Nobody even goes there. I do. I've never been there. I probably will never go there again. You know,
minute,
if anything,
I'll hold the website for a day.
You just gave him a ton of you gave him extra traffic.
Can I tweet Tango down?
Let me just hold him for a day. What's
it? No, don't do that. Come on, dude. Come on, dude. You made your point, dude. Seriously, like, don't do him for a day.
Too late.
On.
I booted him.
No, dude. Seriously, come on, dude.
I'll
stop.
It didn't go down even.
I didn't do it. I was just like escape straight away.
All right, good. No, but you get my point, right? It's like it's a white collar crime. It's a small. You'll for something like that, you get a slap on the wrist. But the thing is, I don't know. We're gonna see shit played out in court, and I'm going to be curious to see how many of these kids fight it, like, because when you fight it, that's...
I did. My I could either face, like, a six-month furlough or, like, fine, or, like, having to go to some kind of stupid-ass thing.
Yeah.
Like, I had to go and, like...
You're going through the UK courts. I don't know anything about that.
UK courts are so dumb. Like... You can go to the UK prison and, like, get a TV and, like, friggin' stuff. I'm just like, they spend, like,
£3.40. You're a fucking lucky bastard. We go to jail in America, we're stuck in a fucking prison cell and
we're gonna get raped
by
Mexican
shit.
That's Mexico. You gotta live in Mexico.
Oh, speaking of Mexicans and prison, Goofy Bone's in the building. We'll bring him on in a second, hopefully. But Kishu's here, everybody. What's up, Kishu?
Awesome. I just got back down to Haight. I'm back at Murillo's, my favorite little place on Haight. Actually, I'm not there. I'm like walking the street to get a cigarette. But I went and had some drinks and walked around downtown. Arby Cherry something bar, had some drinks with a really sexy anon husband. He goes by something like the guy on Twitter, and that fucking motherfucker is so fucking cute. Oh my god, if he didn't live so far away, I would fucking rape the shit out of him right now. And I hope he's listening to this and hears that. So anyway, that he's gonna bust him.
Why didn't you rape the shit out of him when you had him?
Oh, because he's with his boss. And, like, they're like...
Rape them both together. Just take them both together. Like, you could do that. Come on.
Fucking DP, right?
There you go. That's my fucking co-host. Kishu Zykova.
With events. Am I still online? Because I have to tell you something.
No, you're not. Why? Do you...
Fuck you. Ben, you're the best. You really are. You've been so good to me to put up with my drunk, crazy ass every night. Sleeping all day. craziness. This has been a good vacation. It was very well needed. Very fucking well needed. So I'm having a great time.
Cool. Yeah, we're having a great time, Kishu. You just missed it.
Yeah, what's going on the show?
Nothing. Sherry Wong just pwned Kanye West.
Yeah, fuck you, Kishu.
You're my love. I'm sorry I was talking about one of the Rape Other Boys, but you're not 18 yet. You know, when you're 18, it's on.
Yeah, well.
But you know I love you. You know you're my number one, Sherry Wong. You know you are.
Yeah, but Kishu, I like, DDoS Kanye.
So Kishu, you don't understand.
I'm not going to rape anybody else, I promise. Just you. When you're 18.
She doesn't listen. She's not listening. She has no idea. She
what
just hears
he
your
just,
voice.
Yeah, earlier he called me and he's like, I just fucking. I DDoS.
No, don't tell.
Come on now. See, all right, we're going to put her on hold for a second.
I know you're joking, but just don't tell them. You're not allowed to tell anyone.
Yeah, no.
I might as well freaking leak the pictures.
All right, here we go. Let's take another call. 913, you're on. What's up?
Hey, it's me, Z again.
Oh, Z, yeah. Z something or other. Yeah, you're back. What's up, dude?
Sorry about that. I must have dropped.
But can I just give Greek Ophion? There's on your downloads, like a direct download to your server. Like, it's pretty easy to. Like, it's pretty
easy. We lost Corpse. Thanks for coming out, Corpse. Appreciate the love. That's the Nut Bashers. Check them out. They bash nuts. Good times. Hey, it's Vince of the Bay. What the fuck do you want? It's internet, interwebs broadcasting at its most mediocre. If you want to join this cavalcade of awesomeness, call me now. 347-826-7667. I'm here with Kishu, Sherry Wong, and Crappy Tires, Z, and friends. If the Mexican decides to join us, hopefully, let me try him really, really quick. Hey, Goofy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Vince.
What's going on, man? Hello? Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hello. Man, I'm just here, you know, just fucking post-partying. I'm waiting for a date to come through.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been drinking all day. Fuck. I did chores at my house. I was like, fuck. My house is so filthy since I haven't been here. It's like, fuck. And you never think all this dust would accumulate in a month. I mean, fuck. Ridiculous. But anyways, that's skills of being a Mexican. You could always have a good housekeeper. Anyways, what's poppin', Vince? What's going down tonight?
Oh, nothing. Just hanging out with the home skillets here. I got Crappy Tires with me and Sherry Wong. Sherry Wong just pwned the Kanye West website. Op Kanye. Oh, that's another thing you haven't you've missed out on since you've been gone, Goofy. There's all these operations going on. Like, we have Op Bart that's been happening, but there's also another op that is in the mix. It's Op Kanye. And it was in effect today, just earlier on the show. Sherry Wong pwned KanyeWest.com.
Well, you know what? Since you should play a Kanye song. I was just bumping a Kanye song right now.
Fuck you.
I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, no, I was just bumping because it's on Saints Row, the third official trailer. It's that song, Power.
I only have DDoS servers right now, too.
That's hella funny. I can't believe it did that.
All right. Hey, Goofy, I think we have a good friend of yours that missed you last night. He's back tonight, it looks like. One Angry Jew.
The
is that
Jew?
You?
Where have you been, Goofy?
Hey, Jew, when you were talking on the phone, because I had my headset on and I passed out on the fucking couch, I was dreaming that I was, like, in back in my cell. And you fucking bailed me out. And you were on the phone with Vince, and I was halfway, like, you know, halfway asleep and halfway awake. And then I was like, what the fuck? I was tripping out.
Have you been in jail?
Come on, Jew. Don't tell me you're late.
No, I don't know.
serious? Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that where you've been?
I forgot you got evaporated. Yeah, I've been in jail, dude. I was in jail for like a month and 8 days.
Why?
Disturbing the peace, beating up people, gang enhancements. You name it, they tried to put it on me. But the stupid pigs, they didn't take the information of the other party. So, shit, I 45 fucking speedy trial date that shit, even though it cost me an extra $5,000 for my lawyer. But fuck it.
Wait a second. You spoke to the cops, right?
I spoke to the cops?
Did you talk to the cops?
I was the Mexican that gets slammed on the hood and thrown in the back of the car. And the only time I get to talk to the cops is when I go through the metal detector machine to tell me to take off my shoes. That's the only time I get to talk to the cops.
Wait a minute, they do that at airports. You sure you were arrested or you just took a trip?
Oh, God.
All right, you guys.
Yeah.
Why don't you quit with the anal play for a second? I got Kishu back on the line. I think she wants to probably say hi to the Jew. Everybody, we've got a lot of new listeners, and I want to acknowledge everybody in the chat room real quick before we get back into things here. But Anani Muzak, Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Shari Wong, Cloudy Marbles, Crappy Tires, Cyber War News, Ethan Myers, Ghost Pickles, Goofy Bone, Greek Ophian, I'm the Puddles. I'm the Puddles. I am the Puddles. Okay. Join Anonymous One, Callista in the building. Kills, Lustful Suspense, Motormouth News, Nuclear Gimp. I can't even fucking talk. Rafer, Savvy McHuggs, Wendigo, and Uranon News in the building. And you guys,
oh,
I want
to Savvy McHuggs.
Savvy McHuggs, yeah, a longtime listener, former caller. I don't know, Savvy hasn't really called in a long time, speaking of longtime callers, my friend, the One Angry Jew, is in the building, and he's joining me tonight. To pay respects to Goofy Bone, and we're excited that he's back out of incarceration.
Well, I'm glad the cops let him out, or TSA, or whoever it was.
Well,
I am a BTR legend.
Airport shit aside, they won't even let me fly. But anyway,
are you on the no fly list?
You know what? And guess where I got banned on the no fly list? Me and my friend in Mexico. We were coming back from Puerto Vallarta, drunk as hell on the plane. This guy wants to be a rapper when we're about to fly out of the runway. And next thing you know, all these Mexican police start pulling out their guns. Like 15 of them came, and it's like, I don't even know what the hell they're saying. I can't speak their language. My interpreter is drunk as hell, singing Tupac songs. And then from there, I got banned, but I had to take a flight back as my option to go to L.A. So from L.A., I spent $200-some on a stupid Holiday Inn right next to the airport. Then I took the Greyhound home from there. Can you believe that?
Unreal.
I'm glad you didn't have to take the Greyhound from Mexico.
And the saga of Goofy Bone continues, everybody. So, Goofy, when are you going to bring back your radio show, dude?
You know what, Vince? Those people that sponsored me, that fucking cocksucker, he wrote me a letter saying that, you know, I didn't take this as a serious opportunity, that I just, you know, wanted to be me and my own little demeanor. Fuck, these guys can me, so I'm just, you know, right now I'm just taking care of my stuff. I got to finish my album. It's coming out 9/10/11, Illegal Alien. Make sure to check it out. And once that's done, shit, I'll be back on the air right below you at the 9 o'clock slot. Or no, where are you going to usually start, 10 o'clock?
I usually go 10 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to take a little break and come back with more of your calls. 347-826-7667 is the numero. And, you know, in honor of all the lulls that have been happening and the ponage of Kanye, let's take a trip aboard the lulls boat, shall we? Good times, good times. The summer of lulls. Lulls. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and lulls. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you. Lulls boat.
It's so shocking and new. It's the lulls boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And lulls won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's lulls. Welcome aboard. It's lulls.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society.
Worshipping Jesus, praising Allah, they praying to Buddha. It's a holy war in the age of computers. Revenge of the Arabs. Cats will probably die in Cuba. His brother through marriage, his destiny is follow the rulers. The English is with it. North Koreans testing the waters. They sons and they daughters are training for America's slaughter. The planet is hotter, getting hotter, hotter than lava. If I had a dollar for every time they mention Osama, the wicked, the winning, the cunning, the coming. They humming, the gunning, the Jews are dropping bombs and they blowing up hundreds. Chavez is tripping, Venezuelan oil conglomerate. It up in the last of the pipeline is polluting the continent. Hell with the Vatican. Benedict is conflict with faggots. He don't want them changing or arranging of marriages. Babies and carriages twisted by domestic disturbances. Urgent emergencies freaking all your neighbors and urges. Hell with their purposes. Gasoline is peaking and rocketing. It's the Arab and Israeli conflict really the problem. Just look at Obama. He shares an ancestor with Cheney. We living in horror. The television wilding for ratings. I'm tired of waiting. I got a feeling something go happen. Ain't nobody skating. I dreamed about the splitting of atoms. I really can't fathom the chemicals. Our food is insane. They're grabbing our children and sticking them up in basic training. It's so entertaining to witness all these millions of people just gather together and worship all those symbols of evil. It's starting upheaval and gathering our secret society. Shutting primeval inside of me, the great notoriety. Sitting on your blessings. They tortured me in school with their lessons. Sat me in front of a man and made me give him confession. This country's oppression has got us going through a recession. Your worldly possessions will all be taken soon with discretion. They killing in Burma, erasing more than half of the populous choppers is drifting across the Gaza Strip and they mocking us. People are screaming. The gun and bust is scattered as metal. You know you ain't dreaming. It's just another day in the ghetto. Slowly killing us through cigarettes and medication. Okinawa, Hiroshima, pulmonary emphysema. Soldiers up in Iwo Jima. Didn't need no help from FEMA. Chosen men with battle scars. Galactic rhyme, your battle star. Poison rays that travel days. There's many ways to land on Mars. Now they killing us with cars. Cause they overlook the fumes. Baby food, they come in jars. Fed the infants causing doom. Hit the lights and leave the room. People running in the street. Armageddon coming soon. Microchips control your sleep. Scan your wrist and pay your debts. The sky is full of flying jets. Mixing clouds with chemicals. Amazing, we ain't dying yet. Every time you wash your hair or brush your teeth, you're dying quick. Every time you eat a hunk of steak and take a giant shit. Every time you feed your kids, I bet they are preservatives. And every time the major planets always try to murder us. The streets are full of mercenaries waiting for their time to kill. Worshipping the pyramid is found upon the dollar bill. I hope you understand for real. Again, I never say it. We only have to 2012 before they come in spaceships. Spaceships, spaceships. Cigarettes and medication.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what
oh,
I gotta
yeah.
say.
Stop hating in the Bay, yo. Stop hating in the Bay. Resistance is futile. Just love, baby. If Bart would just have shown some love in the Bay instead of so much hate, do you think that this op Bart thing would even be happening if they just showed some love and compassion for the ridership? Stop hating in the Bay. It's what I've been saying. That's what Selassie's been saying, dude. It's been the mantra on this show for good 6 months now. Stop hating in the Bay. I don't know what the deal is, but yeah, 347-826-7667. Goofy Bone, you were asking about that track, were you not?
Shit, that shit was hard. I was getting ready to do a drive by on that. That's some hard shit. Who is
dude,
that?
That's the homeboy Beast Lee. I think it's the way you're supposed to say it. It's Beast 1333. But I think it really is supposed to be pronounced Beast Lee. I don't know. But if you go to Beast, here, I'll just give you the goddamn link. Here you go. I'll put it in the chat room. This is the link to the to the artist page. It's an artist who is, you know, who did this track that inspired by Anonymous and all the hacktivist culture. And the New World Order and all that, you know, conspiracy mumbo jumbo all rolled into, you know, some grimy slapping hip hop, dude. Yeah, that's what the kids are into these days. They want Sherry Wong. I know you have a request for some more shit. We'll get that. You want that YT Cracker?
YT Cracker. And that Beast 1-3 song. That's not his Anon song. That's not like his official Anon song.
You can tell Goofy better than anybody. Please elaborate. School us on. Was I right? Is it Beast 1333 or is it Beastly? Or Beastly?
I don't know.
Because
not
you
sure.
know how 1-3.
He never actually like come out.
One's supposed to be an I and a 3 is supposed to be an E, so it could be Beastie,
yeah.
Right? Like Beastie Boys, like Beastie.
Could be, yeah. But I don't know. He's only been on. He's never actually, like, said it out loud. I've never, well, not in any raps I've heard from him. But yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool track. Yeah, what the kids want. I don't know. I mean, I just play it. I don't care.
By the way, she's...
Yeah, I wish I could rap so I could make a tight-ass Anonymous song where you people would like it. Unfortunately, that's not me, though. What's popping tonight? What's going down? Shit. I'm getting ready for fucking Monday. Where are you going to be at, Vince?
Monday, I'm going to be... Where am I going to be Monday? Monday. I don't know. Somewhere in the Bay. I have no clue. I don't know. We'll see what's up. Why?
All right. I'm going to be walking around all fucking cholo gangbanger out. Hopefully I get jumped.
Don't you do that every day? Why just Monday?
I mean, this,
isn't
hardcore,
that Tuesday,
you know,
and Wednesday,
like,
and Thursday?
Like what I'm asking for, you know what I'm saying? I mean, what I'm asking for, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I mean, Dickies and regular white beers like you whites and all the other people say it. You know, that's a regular
shout out to, solo. Shout out to Calista for doing it since 1986. Fucking skills being... Dude, I'm seeing some fucking amazing skills tonight. And we're only halfway through the show. If you guys want to show off some more, please do so. Just don't take down the show. Just let the show continue. As long as we can do that, you know, we're all good as far as I'm concerned. This is fucking free speech, the internet. Let's have fun, man. I don't give a shit. What do you call it? Kishu's back now. What's up, Kishu?
Okay, first of all, I have to say that 1337 means elite, that's elite, like elitist, like elite hacker.
Yeah, 1337, but that's 1333.
That's so. Not, yeah, I know what elite hacker is. This is not.
I'm just saying it's like, you know, I don't know.
No, it would translate to IEEE. An I and E is not
elite. I just
barely
got raped by a fan. This is why you need to be with me in the streets. Oh God!
I'm on the streets of San Francisco every day.
I
don't.
I was like, oh fuck my life! Where's my cute little 15-year-old boyfriend, Charlie Wong? Where's he? Save me! No, seriously. Like, if you were 18, you would be. Oh my God! You'd be in so much trouble, baby. So much trouble. But I love him, even though he's 15. Like, fuck you. I guess I'm a pedophile. Like, I love him. I'm not gonna touch him until he's 18. You know? Whatever. It is what it is.
Teach him to be a man.
I'm chilling outside. He's right now, loving it. Nice, cool, fucking beautiful weather right now. Oh God! You know
Kishu,
what else I have to say? Yes, love.
How many drinks have you had?
Like 15. Like a good 15 shots. We'll put it that way. I can drink vodka like a motherfucker, and I don't get hangovers. You know, it's a rush. Yeah.
No, you just.
Hello?
Hello?
Are we in the green room?
No. They're in the green room. The lovebirds can have their little conversation in the green room. We will continue the show out here. If you want to join the program, 347-826-766. There's two shows going on right now. There's the show that you're hearing broadcast, and then there's Sherry Wong and Kishu having a little love fest in the green room. You can call in and just tell me which you prefer. Now, the Sherry Wong Kishu show is not broadcast. It's a private show, and so you have to call in and then get transferred there by me. And if not, you can just join the regular show and be on the broadcast and be part of the show. But you can hang out in the green room. I think they're going to probably be having some cyber in there in a second. And by cyber, I mean a intellectual stimulating conversation about the markets and how they crashed today by over 9,000 points.
9,000?
What's going on, Vince?
Dude,
what is going on with the
market? It's helter-skelter markets. No, what it is, it's the summer. This is how it works in August always. August is like everybody goes on vacation in August, even traders and stuff. And so there's less people trading, so the market can be a lot more volatile because there's less transactions going on, and that's what you're seeing is just there's what you might call it, speculators and sideline players and stuff that come in and play off that factor, and that's why you see these wild to watch tomorrow it'll come back like 300 400 points, it'll rebound, you know, it just pings back and forth, it's ridiculous. It'll be like that till probably, you know, September, and then, you know, things will stabilize. But of course, all this is going to do is just add, I mean, let's think about it. What is the stock market really? It's just, you know, it's just one sector of the overall real economy. A lot of people like to think of it as the economy. It's not. It's Las Vegas, you know. Not everybody, except that all of our you know, annuities and trust funds and all these mortgages and everything are all wrapped up in the stock market now, which is kind of making it almost part of the economy now. But it's supposed to be some sort of barometer. But what is it really? It's like a handful of companies, what, 30, 40 companies? And they're not the same companies today as they were 10, 15, 20, 50 years ago. It's always different companies at a different, you know, snapshot in time. So it's really just skewed to begin with, and it's a bunch of horse shit. And I'm not buying it. I hope you guys aren't either, because it's if you're in the stock market right now, you got to like chill out, because I'm sure all the real traders are just sitting on the sideline waiting all that nonsense out, and it'll stabilize at a certain point. It always does.
Sometimes they drop, though, for a while, Vince. Like,
you know who's pissed off right now is my dad. My dad's losing hella money right now. And me, I lost hella money, too. I mean, shit, not even one a stock that I have that's a silver company, they were up 33 cents out of everything that I have. It's crazy.
Wow, shout out to CSL Sec in the building. CSL Sec in the building. I see people are starting to get the accounts and going and everything. Good times, everybody. Shouts out to Callista. I don't know how the fuck you got in there and became a moderator or administrator. I don't know how the hell you did. There's probably some way I can do it too, but I'm just so fucking retarded. I don't even know how to do it. But that was pretty badass for a second. And anyway, if anybody wants to join us here at the old new fag.
347.
347-826-7667. Thank you. Crappy Tires is here, of course. And we got Kishu and Sherry Wong in the green room. Should we check on them and see how they're doing?
Yeah.
All right. Let's bring it back on.
Yeah.
I even got like a picture of my passport out, so.
Not that I would. I that's the thing is, like, I don't care about that shit. Why would that? It's gonna come off because we're all in the same fucking season, you know? Like, I hate that shit when everybody's like fighting with each other and like talking about ratting each other out. And all
like, but I got bored of it and was like, yeah, all your doctors just failed.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's what
that's
I thought. Still
right.
Boring and pointless. Okay, 347-826-7667 is the number. Please help us. We got a block caller here. What's up? You're on the line. Hello? Hello?
Got an echo.
Caller, you're on the air. No, that's somebody that's piping in the green room into the main room. That was pretty impressive. That was impressive. That was good. That was very good.
Wait a minute. Typing into the green room, but into the main room.
That was probably, I'm assuming that was Sherry Wong. Because Sherry Wong is in the green room with Kishu. I put them both in there. And then as soon as I put them in there, somebody just called me. I unmuted them, and they piped me in the green room audio.
Well, how about that? That's sick.
You got to tell me later.
There you go.
I couldn't figure it out.
So that could have been Sherry Wong in the green room, like, calling back in, just, you know. But it didn't sound like it was, though. It sounded like it was kind of like, I don't know. Whatever. That was cool, though, if that was what that was. We got an hour left, 347-826-7667. Let's do a little chat room shout-out, shall we? And then I'll get into this. Well, we'll check back in with Sherry Wong, because I want to play a song he requested.
Well, Vince,
yeah. Hello?
Actually, I've been wondering how to really, I want to get a group of anons together in my school, you know, but I'm not really sure how to find other people. You know, maybe you guys can help me out.
Are you in the chat room right now? Just hit up anybody in the chat room. I think there's a bunch of them in there.
No, I'm on my phone.
In bed?
You're in bed? Are you touching?
But wait a minute, aren't you talking about
you,
at your
wait
school?
A second, wait a second. Let me guess. You're 12 and what is this?
I'm 14.
You're 14 and what is this? Oh, okay. Gosh, I can't get it right. All right, let's bring back Sherry and I'll play a song. Hey, Sherry.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm going to play your song right now, Anti-Sec.
I know the entire words.
What?
I know the entire words.
You know the entire words? Okay, sing it to me right now. Or do you want to sing? You know what? It's hard to sing. You can't really sing along to it. That's what's weird. Is the Blog Talk Radio is not, it's not in sync for some reason.
I'm terrible at singing. They're like, I'm the defecto leader of a movement.
Screaming hack the planets and
back in 99, activism in its prime, global hell had the top, milk brewed it, alphabet soup, and they troops in the troops, kids kicking down doors and seizing my equipment. It's so sad, I know.
Seizing my equipment.
sitting on, no, blocking all my shipments, sitting on the hit, told. Oh.
What's that?
Nothing like that.
Yeah. No, that was the exact words.
Demon hacked the planet since
back in 1999.
Want an interview? Send a priv message to the Nick named Sabu.
I'm the de facto leader of a movement. Screaming hack the planet back in 99. Activism in its prime. Purple hell had the dot mill rooted. Alphabet soup in they troops in the suits. Kid tearing down doors and seizing my equipment. Blocking on my shipment, sitting on they hit list. Old day radical, emphatic beat addict in the stab hit. I envelope the game, call me Rabbit. Hop to hop, I run the internet equivocally. Bitch, I beat, hit him with the fight style, symmetry. Digi, digital gangsta rapping till I'm dead. Steady grip of Patsy loud when I'm looking for the fed. Fast forward, now the internet anonymous and captains of the low folk raise a mass prominent, dominant hat. And I stack on that new, dropping tables in my sequel like it was some poo poo.
Pound any sick.
Pounding through your speakers.
Pound any sick.
Pounded to the bleachers.
Pound any sick.
If you're sitting below deck in the low folk salute, bitch, and show some respect.
Pound any sick.
Pounded through your speakers.
Pound any sick.
Pounded to the bleachers.
Pound any sick.
If you're sitting below deck in the low folk salute, bitch, and show some respect. Low sec, bitch, they fold your hack, Sony. Got the MD5, we rock your macaroni. Cook, coke, crack, nimble like a noodle. Or HB, Gary, stay toast like a strudel. Root shell on your bootstrap, now who's that? Find the M join and drop your whole C-class. Yeah, C-class, it is evident we bouncing. Iron cannon in the prop list, deep dousing. Lean back, bitch, we be sending an injection. Magic quote off, join table in a section. Put it up on page, then it won't get erased then. 20 million hits till you're down like some cavemen. Yeah, FBNN. You want an interview? Send a print message to the nickname Sabu. On IRC, man, we convening it some 99. Both that shit down, screaming.
Pound any sick.
Pounding through your speakers.
Pound any sick.
Pounded to the bleachers.
Pound any sick.
If you're sitting below deck in the low folk salute, bitch, and show some respect.
Pound any sick.
Pounding through your speakers.
Pound any sick.
Pounded to the bleachers.
Pound any sick.
If you're sitting below deck in the low folk salute, bitch, and show some respect.
Get off Bart, and you're there.
Bart, punta ka doon.
Bart, and you're there.
Agarra el Bart, y estás ahí.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, you're there.
Bart, and you're there. Bart, while the fight is not. Bart, and we're there.
Par le pied de Bart, on est là-bas.
Hey, Bart, you're there.
Bart, and you are there.
Bart, and you're there.
That's a good line.
Blockage to the actions of dictators overseas. Overreaction.
I think I lack the words to adequately characterize what that is, but it is disturbing.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Some protesters wore masks from the movie V for Vendetta. The masks also symbolize the hacker group Anonymous.
this mask stands for the people. It stands for our rights.
After the Civic Center station closed, protesters fanned out to the streets, for a time blocking traffic on Market Street, then invading the Montgomery, Powell, and Embarcadero stations for a time. BART closed those stations until the crowd dispersed.
On the evening of August 15, 2011, Anonymous made sure that the people were heard at the BART Civic Center station. We told you to expect us, and we delivered. Above all else, many of the public who were unaware about our presence learned that we are pacifists who demand a better world, and that we will do whatever it takes to accomplish our goals, including incarceration and physical abuse, which did in fact occur at the hands of the police at Amber Bernardo without any physical response from Anonymous. The majority of the media and the government have once again been exposed for the frauds that they are.
If we get the compliance, we're going to play as well as we can. That includes leaving cell phone service on.
Today, the public learned that Anonymous is not a terrorist organization. We are simply your neighbors who give enough of a shit to take personal risks in order to improve our surroundings. Furthermore, the Anonymous battleship is now being flanked by the Atari Teenage Riot and Broken Sidewalk Farm battleships in order to continue our efforts to protect and avoid the impoverished, feed and clothe the misfortunate, and implement open-source industrial and agricultural solutions. We are your neighbors. We are your lovers. We are your friends. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not regret. Expect us.
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un bel corso.
Down goes Freezer! Down goes Freezer! Down goes Freezer!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Hi, it's Vince of the Bay. Doing it for another 45 more minutes here. I got Crappy Tires, Shari Wong, and Goofy Bone with me. If you guys want to get in on this, it's real easy to do. The number's on the screen. Just call in, press the number 1. That raises your hand and alerts me that you want to talk. So, of course, tonight, Shari Wong gave us an exclusive here on the show, the prologue to his memoir was recited here on air, and I'm really excited that he decided to do that on this program. I'm honored, Shari. And is there anything else you want to maybe like tease us about that's going to be contained in this book that you're working on?
It will contain how I hacked, how I actually hacked. I released Facebook on how I hacked BBC and blah 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 and PBS and then, but that was just like how I found vulnerability. And in this one, I'll actually show you how I hacked it and how you can hack it too. And you can hack like
and
major.
I've seen your YouTube. And do you mind if we mention your YouTube channel?
No, it's fine. Like,
yeah, if you check out Shari Wong's YouTube channel, he's got goddamn tutorials on how to do this crap. insane. Yeah. He is. It's kind of funny. Like, the students are becoming the teachers now. It seems like, all these kids. I learn more from kids now than I do from adults, I think. That's why I don't know if you guys follow me on Twitter, but I always, every once in a while, I'll just randomly, where do the adults go? Where are the adults? I seriously feel like there's no adults around anymore. I think they're all on vacation or something, because I learn more from kids than I do from adults these days.
Oh, yeah. CSL Sec, because they're on Skype to me now, want me to tell you that they are hitting bart.gov offline in Bart, but it's been a pain in the ass or something. I can't remember.
There's already been reports. I don't doubt that there's tons of people that I think are already going after them. And there's been reports that I think Bart has reported that they have been hit already multiple times. But
yeah,
I guess their servers
they tried
also,
to take them down though.
Their servers are scattered, I guess. And
yeah, their servers have got backup on.
So tell me this: is the future cloud computing? Is that where it is for security?
I have a grid server for one of mine. And it gets across, so one goes out, it goes to the next one.
I used to just it's complicated, but it was a VPN connected to a remote PC, which was connected back to my computer via a Uber, bloody aerial. So, nobody could catch me. It sounds complicated, but it's not.
I believe it. 347-826-7667 is the number. I got a caller here. Caller is calling in from area code 571. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hey, baby.
Is that who I think it is? Is that you, Smigley?
It is.
Oh, my God. Goofy Bone, can you hear this? I think she's drunker than you.
Goofy Bone is on my show today. I tried to bring him on, and he said, no, I don't want to talk. I just want to listen.
Melissa, I can barely hear you. Are you on speakerphone and talking from the other room? What the fuck is going on? I can barely hear you.
Oh, well, I'm not sure, but is that better?
A little bit better, yeah. Yeah. So what's up, Melissa?
Okay.
Melissa Hopkins,
so
everybody.
Goofy,
Melissa Hopkins.
Goofy Bone was on my show today, but I brought him on, but he wouldn't talk. He said he just wanted to listen. Goofy, what did you think of the show today?
I think that pretty much sums it up. There you have it. Goofy, I think, is passed out like he did last night.
I'm sorry that the dumb Mexican had it on mute. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Goofy, go ahead.
Melissa, first off, your show is a very respectful and a very great point of view show. And to have idiotic people like Calpo go on your show and just take crap all over it, you know. Next time you see that idiot, throw him out of your show.
Hey,
that
you know, I had no control over my chat room today. I had to call in a friend because I could not get control of my chat room. I couldn't even see it. So I...
And so now the Mexican and Melissa Hopkins are in the green room. If anybody wants to join us, you can just call in and request to be sent over the green room. If you give a shit about what they're talking about, you can tune in. If not, you can join us here. We're celebrating Sherry Wong's memoirs. He doxed himself and leaked the preface, the introduction, or whatever the hell it's called. And it's pretty exciting stuff. He's a world-renowned hacker. He's only 15 years old, and he did some maneuvers here on the show tonight just to kind of prove to flex his nuts a little bit. And I'm fucking privileged that you've been here. Speaking of nuts, we also had the Nut Busters here earlier. They were busting nuts. And Crappy Tires is here. Crappy Tires had the official interview. Did you get the exclusive, the first scoop on the guys that allegedly doxed Sabu for the 18th time?
I got the only voice interview. I got the only voice interview. But now I'm in talks right now to get an interview with the person who actually did the doxing, because they just sent some stupid representative. They see it's a full team. They even have their own representative.
Yeah.
What am I saying? That's what I have to say.
All right, let's take this call. We have another call here. Go ahead, caller. You just called in. What's up?
Yeah, can I go to the green room?
Oh, totally, bro. And he's in the green room. All right, anybody else who wants to join the green room?
How do you do that?
No problem. Huh?
How do you do that, Vin?
You want to go in the green room?
Now, how do you do it in the system? Because I have an account.
Oh, yeah. I call it the green room. It's the screening room.
I don't know where the button is. That's what I
mean.
Oh,
okay. Okay, you know when you're looking at the switchboard?
Yeah.
And
there's
like,
fuck.
And each name has like, there's like, you can turn on their mic, you can mute their mic, you can and then the third button over is
a little
like is a little bubble.
Yeah.
That if you click on that and then click on somebody else, boom, you're both in the green room. That's the screening room.
Ah. So I can have
so
a
right
producer.
So right now I have Goofy Bone, Melissa Hopkins, and that random guy that called in, and they're all with. So like if you press the very far right button, it turns yellow. Once it turns yellow, you know they're in the screening room, and I use it's a great tactic for trolls when people like are boring or try to troll you. You just be quiet for a second, let them talk for a little while, make them think like they're the show is theirs. And then you just, at a certain point, you just click, and they're in the green room, and they are safe. They believe that they are the center of the universe still, and you can continue on with your show.
That'll work perfectly for that guy who rickrolled me, or for the media.
Exactly.
I'm
going to
kill you, great, seriously.
But, you know, I got to give you props, though, by having that guy, Op Know Something. What's that guy's name again? The guy that was your co-host
today,
the guy that was ripping in. Okay, you
Op No Pro was there. Barry,
yeah,
he called
name.
In your
Op
show
No
last
Pro.
Night.
Op No Pro. I love that guy. He's fucking hilarious, dude. Oh, he was on this show last night too. But I was calling him. What was I calling him? Barry or something? Because somebody said, "Oh, dude, you're Barrett Brown, dude." Yeah, that's not fucking Barrett Brown. Anyway, let's Op No Pro sounds way better though. And I found him. I think I found him on Twitter too. Let me bring back Kishu, though. Kishu's here. Kishu, what's up? Kishu, you're there. You're on. You're not muted. You're on live. It's the Kishu show. Are you there? Hello?
I am here.
What's up?
I'm just chilling with my friends. Well, I'm fucking officially a regular here. They know who I am. They know my drinks now. And dude's like, Kishu, don't go outside. Come drink with me, baby. It's good. I love this bar. This is my place now. I love it. Mario's on fucking 8 and fucking Stanion. It's on 8 between Stanion and whatever the other next street up is. But
All right. So now Kishu's in the green room with them, and that's got to be interesting.
I'm gonna freaking kill the pseudos. Freaking playing this.
What's that? What is that? Is that is somebody playing something in the background?
Someone's playing bingo in the background. It's really annoying.
Is that Crappy Tires? Or is that you? That's you, dude. All right, I'm going to put everybody in the green room. How about that? It's just the fucking Vince and the Bay show. Oh, my God. Shouts out to Cosmo Brockington. I see you. Thank you for tuning in, brother. Let's give a shout out to the chat room. I was going to do that a minute ago, and I got sidetracked by all this nonsense. You see what I got to put it. See, this is the thing. You know, I love free speech. This is what I'm helping support when I'm going out on the streets and supporting these BART protesters. Is your right to call into my show and tell me about the most mundane, intricate details of your life. And that's fine. I'll take it for a little bit, but at a certain point, you're going to the green room. Yeah, every once in a while, you're just going to end up in the green room. That's it. But right now, the green room is where the party's at. I mean, that's where everybody's at right now, except for me. 347-826-7667 is the number. Shouts out to Anonymous Zeke, Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Cloudy Marbles, Crappy Tires, CSL Sec. Sorry, CSL Sec. Cyber War News. Big shout out to Cyber War News for helping, promote the show. I really appreciate that. Ethan Myers, Ghost Pickles, Big shout out to Ghost Pickles. Word to the wise, don't get sidetracked with that Reverend Magdalene bitch on Twitter. She's a troll. Seriously, don't give her more than one or two tweets. Seriously. At the maximum, one or two tweets, okay? Three tweets at the maximum. Do not tweet with that whore more than three tweets. That goes for everybody, actually, not just Ghost Pickles. I'm not going to just pick on Ghost Pickles. That chick, Reverend, don't get me wrong. I would hate hump that girl in a second. She's cute. If that's really her pick, I think she's cute. She's a hottie. And I've had some good little conversations with her, but she's a hater. All right, she hates on all you kids all the time, and I see a lot of you guys get mixed up in it, and you get sidetracked with her, and that's what she's all about. She's just all about like getting you sidetracked, and there's people like that everywhere. You just gotta kind of like figure them out ahead of time. And I'll tell you right now, that chick is not worth more than one or two tweets ever. All right, so there you go, Goofy Bone in the building, Greek Orphean. I am the Puddles, fucking badass name, dude. Join Anonymous One, Callista in the building, Carl Barks, Kills, Motormouth News. What else do we got in here? Noman Nescio. I probably fucked that up. Nuclear Gimp, Old New Fag. Rafer, Stabby McHugs, the Arknig, Wendigo, and if last but certainly not least, your Anon News. Big shout out to all y'all for hanging out with me, and wow, this is amazing. I appreciate the love. We're trying to we're trying to do it here. It's Thursday night. We're trying to get our swag on. And, it's all good in the hood. Let's bring on this caller here. Caller, block number. You're on the air. What's up? Hello? Hello? Caller? Hello? Oh, you just hung up. Oh, that's it? Just what? All right. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. Everybody's in the green room right now. I'm going to bring them all back on one by one. Crappy Tires. Tell me, bro. What's going on in the green room right now?
They were talking about Kishu's wants to bang somebody in the streets of San Francisco, and then they were talking about his jail term and why he went to jail and the DEA.
All right, let's bring Goofy back on.
It's all right. This is where the party's at. You know what I mean? You're on stage when you're on his fucking line. You know, you're like on stage and stuff, and sometimes he's got seven or eight people on stage, and you're just standing there like a Jenny Jones show. Trust me, I know. I've been there.
Well, guess what, Goofy? You've been on the air the entire time. You've been on the air the entire time, dude. Yeah, this has been recorded.
Whoops. Vince, I was just playing around, buddy. You know, you're not a revolving door of Fred, you know what I mean?
It's all good, dude. It's all good. No problem. No problem. Thanks for playing Am I or Am I Not? In the green room. Ha-ha. Actually, that's what this theme music would be good for, actually. That's a great thing to play. Am I or am I not? Let's bring everybody back on before we get back into this.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Look at what that cocksucker said in the chat room. What a bastard.
Who said what? Wait, who said what in the chat room?
Let's play Goofy Bone's butt.
Can you believe that?
All right, folks, let's do this. It's time to play everybody's favorite game.
There we go.
Am I or am I not in the green room? Crappy Tires, have you been in the green room today?
I don't know.
Jerry Wong, are you in the green room?
No, I don't know. Correct.
Goofy Bone, wait, hang on. Goofy Bone, are you in the green room?
He went and I didn't. I'm sorry.
Wait, what's hang on. Cherry Wong, what the hell's going on in the background there? Are you listening to a different show or watching a TV show? Or what's going on back there, dude?
I don't know. There's like, I'm going on disorderly content stream. I think cause I'm not using like a paid remote PC. I'm like using a bot. I think they've got like something going on.
Like, yeah, there's definitely something going on.
But it's like, I heard bingo. I was like, what?
I'm just kidding. I love you. You're so
nice. Well, there you go. There's your prize.
Hey, Martha, how old are you?
Martha, her name's not Martha. It's Melissa.
Oh, Melissa, sorry.
You don't want Melissa.
Well, if my name was Martha, how old would you think I was?
55.
you sound really old and drunk.
That's nice.
My name is Martha and I sound drunk, how old do you think I would be?
You sound like
83.
I'm going to guess 37.
55.
You sound like my nan when she's had too many, like, GNTs.
My nan. I love it. Oh, it's Charlie Wong.
Hey, you know what? Okay. You know what? Melissa Hopkins? You know what, Melissa Hopkins? You're like an old car. Everybody wants to drive it. You know what I'm saying? Because I bet you got a good
nobody wants to do that. Trust
I bet you got like a massive exhaust.
And you think I'd let you anywhere near my gears?
No, I don't want to. I'm getting
horrible. Exactly. Who would want to get near those gears? I'm just kidding. I love you, Melissa, but
no.
Jesus
no,
Christ.
No.
This is turning into like a really bad bar conversation.
Yeah,
we had a bunch of drunks on
am I
muted?
Or am I talking to myself?
You started it, man.
Nobody's listening to you. What the point is what's going on, Casey.
Ben, am I muted, Ben? Ben? Am
Hello?
I muted? Hello? Ben, can you fucking answer me? Tell me if I'm muted or not.
I feel sorry for you, Ben.
You're unmuted.
Oh, yes. That's awesome. I love that. Fucking Ben.
Are we in the fucking green room? Because I want
to. We're not in the green room. We're not in the fucking green room. All I have to say is, that's nice. Okay, it's cool. I don't need. I need to keep my vagina closed. My legs closed. Oh my god.
She needs her vagina closed.
I need to. Like I have somebody that I'm like dedicated to now. I like.
Hey, Melissa Hopkins. Do you like lobster?
I'm interested in where this question is leading, but I do to...
My God. I think this is what happens when you mix alcohol and Blog Talk Radio. It just becomes complete nonsense. And so crappy tires, I know you're becoming a new broadcaster here on Blog Talk Radio. Just be wary of this, especially if you do a nighttime show. Not only do you get the trolls, but you get the drunks. You get the, the soundboard people. We've been lucky
everyone.
Tonight. We've been lucky tonight. Warthog 117 hasn't shown up tonight. That's a good thing.
No fetus, is there?
Yeah. Oh, no, the aborted fetus did not come through. Thank God. He went to bed as regular bedtime, finally. But yeah, you know, it just comes with the territory with internet broadcasting. I could do it, you know, legit and like screen callers and stuff. But I don't know. It's better to just do it on the fly. It's like throwing spaghetti on the wall. Sometimes it sticks. Sometimes not so much. You know. But it is what it is. I appreciate all the love. I really, really, really enjoy the contribution everybody has made to the program tonight. I'm going to bring back on everybody that's in the green room so they don't feel too butthurt.
Yes, to my face. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, anyways. No,
hey, Vince, is this your show anymore?
So fucking,
what show?
Fucking
no, we're all in the green room right now. We're all in the green room right now.
Yeah, but is it your show anymore?
What do you mean? No, actually, you know what? I feel like Anonymous has taken over my show, and that's fine. You know, I'm just kind of I'm on autopilot now. Whatever. I'm not gonna fight. What are you gonna do?
Run the
I can't control anything. It's all her show now. Oh my god.
It's all my show. Oh my god, it's all mine. Everybody's muted. Everybody just stops over my sexy voice, but nobody wants to meet me in real life because I'm a fat, scary bitch. But I am. I'm intimidating. I'm hopefully sexually active, even though I haven't got laid in fucking way too long now. I'm a fucking mess, you know, but I love it. I love it. And my drunk ass is standing against the fucking parking meter. Oh my god. You know what? The bar, I love this bar. It's so fun. And this is where we're going to come on the fucking, on the 22nd. After Operation Bart 2, I'm inviting all the protesters to come down to the Maria. They're going to hook it up. I'm going to fucking support a round of drinks on anybody who comes. Like, anybody who wants to come, I'll fucking buy them a round. Just to show my appreciation for coming out and supporting the cause. And also because I'm a drunk and I don't want to drink alone. I'm not really drunk. I'm just drunk when I come to San Francisco. So, anyway.
Well, you know what you're getting yourself into, right? Anonymous Legion. There's like millions of them. There's over 9,000. You're going to have to buy over 9,000 drinks.
I can buy
over
9,000 drinks. I'm fucking sexy bitch like that. Anyways, fucking. Danny gets the fucking parking meter. Oh my god. Fucking. What is that dude's name that I hung out tonight? Life Sucks Die on Twitter. He is awesome.
Say that one more time so we can
Life Sucks Die on Twitter. That kid is absolutely fucking amazing. Like, I support him 100%. Everything he does, his fucking tweets, like, fucking follow him on Twitter. He's an amazing person. He's amazing in real life, amazing fucking on the internet, whatever. He's just great. He's a good kid, huge supporter of the cause. Like, I'm all for him. I've met him in real life twice now, and he's awesome. He's great. So support him. Do it up. Do you want to go get a drink?
No, I'm not thirsty. Thank you. But I will take a call. I got your local terrorist on the line. What's up, your local terrorist?
Hey, man. What's hanging? I'm back.
Yeah, you're back. Good to have you back, mate. We are just kicking it. Freestyle. We got Sherry Wong, who, I don't know, are you familiar with Sherry Wong and his work?
No.
Oh, well, Sherry Wong, he's a 15-year-old hacktivist. He's out of the UK. He just released his docs/memoir from on his hacking activity. And he's joining me here tonight. His internet girlfriend, Kishu, is drunk at a bar in San Francisco right now. And Goofy Bone was recently released from jail. He's here. Melissa Hopkins is a drunk former spokeswoman for Tom DeLay. She's on the line. And
I love her.
Crappy Tires is here as well. That's what's going on. We're just kind of partying, hanging out. What's new with you, your local terrorist?
No, not much. I'm not drunk. I'm not at a bar. But I was listening to Kishu for too long, or however you say it, so I decided to come on.
What?
Kishu, shut the fuck up.
You're talking too much shit, okay? I'm just going to say it straight.
Shut up, bo, bo, bo!
Oh, my God.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
You know what? You could take a big spit in your asshole from Kishu.
Okay. Well done. You can have two internets now. You can have two internets now.
It's on, folks. It's on. If you want to get on this is basically turning into a goddamn audio spaghetti at this point. But hey, the more the merrier. We got plenty of room. Ghost does radio graffiti. I do radio spaghetti.
It's spaghetti for the Italian.
Yeah, because what he does is he'll have. See, the thing is, Ghost gets like 300 callers a show, so he'll just go. Hey, caller, you're on here. All right, Kishu just went back into the bar, so she's getting muted. She's going to have to live with it. But, Ghost will just go one by one and add them on to and just go like, hey, caller, you're on the air, and give them 3 seconds and just go boom, boom, boom down the list. I have a lot of callers, but I have what, like 12 callers live right now, or 9 live and like 14 on the board. You know, so I could get through. I could, my radio graffiti would be really fast and boring, probably. And so it's better to just put everybody. And I have a lot of drunk ramblers, such as yourself, Melissa Hopkins, Kishu, my regular.
You see, this is the hear thing. Me I rambling?
I got. Oh, I'm sure I could though if I gave you a second, right? Hello.
Don't act like you have not
tried to hijack this show with your right wing propaganda, Melissa Hopkins.
You are such a nut trying to throw that shit out. You know that I'm not a right wing nut. You know that.
Wait a second. This coming from the person that.
What the heck is going on in the background here?
Sorry. I unmuted Kishu, I think. God damn it.
And Vince, I got something for you in a second.
All right, yeah, give it to me in a second then. All right, let me take this call. I forget it. This is coming from the woman who represented Tom DeLay, everybody. She's saying she would. She's whatever. All right, let's go to area code 518. 518, caller, you're on the air. Hello? Caller, you just called in and raised your hand. What's up? What's on your mind?
I said round trip, bitch.
All right. It's all good in the hood. But you know what I'm saying.
Hate is going to hate.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So Vince. Gage
yeah.
going
to get you. Been there, done that.
Great, yeah. Have two internets.
Canada's making it so you don't need a subpoena to get someone's name from their IP for police.
They're not arresting anyone anyway.
What?
I
don't know if they don't arrest people, but they're making it so that they could, like, if they had your IP, they can get your name without a subpoena or a court order.
Just go on your neighbor's watch, Ollie.
Retarded.
Sound kosher, but... But whatever, man. It's the police state. You just got to fucking ignore it, dude, and just do your thing.
Operation.
Goofy Bone, are you passed out, dude? Are you talking to yourself? What the hell is going on over there?
Nah, I'm just looking up things, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to drive Charger up there because, fuck, that's a lot of traffic I'm going to go through. So I said, fuck, I'm going to take a trip up there, you know, take the BART up there. You know what I'm saying?
Take the BART and you're dead.
Yeah, BART and you're dead. Bart, and you're killed execution style on the platform.
I'm gonna take a lot of footage. You know what I'm saying? Cause use it for one of my videos.
You see, Luke, and say hi.
Oh my
god! Ask him if he expects us.
Dude, you know what? Next time, you know what? Next protest, instead of wearing the Guy Fawkes mask, just everybody should wear Lyndon Johnson masks.
Hey, dude. <that's>, sorry.
No, where
wouldn't
is
that
lover?
Be badass? And just everybody with just ridiculous clothes, quotes like, everybody has constitutional right to a unicorn.
A customer's a bitchy.
We are here to respect the constitutional right of the people of San Francisco to have anal play on a regular basis in the subway system. And that has to be done with, you know, with safety and privacy, which are also constitutional rights, as is the constitutional right to fucking
safety.
Cute goofy bone.
If I've got a constitutional right to privacy, then that guy I had on my show today has violated, you know, Cebu's constitutional right? Because he claims to be from there.
Yeah. Oh, my God, he's going to jail forever. You better report him to Lyndon Johnson. He'll take care of it.
I heard this guy was a former reporter the other day. I don't know whether it's true or not. Someone tweeted it or sent me somewhere that he was a former reporter. I don't know how
I say anal play, and suddenly Jay Mackin perks up. He's Well, we already knew he was playing for the pink team, but that's okay. Kishu, what's up? What's going on in the bar?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hello.
She's back.
Okay. I'm back. Oh, my God. Kishu in the bay. I'm hanging out with my buddy here. I'm hanging out with DJ.
PJ going to get a BJ?
John Brand is here.
Yeah, not at all. You guys know, I'm dedicated to one person. So anyways, fucking riot. It's just riot right there. This is funny. Okay, sorry, I should have laughed at that. DJ, I have to go. I really have to. Okay, I have to. I'm sorry. I have a boyfriend. You're sweet, but I have to go. I have to. Okay? I know, I really do. So, but yeah, I do.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Who else do we have on the line here? Area code 518. You're on the air. What's up? Let go. Caller. Caller from area code 518. Hello. Right, you're going to...
He's really quiet.
Yeah.
I could hear,
hello.
No, you know what it is? His voice is encrypted. I actually heard what he said. You guys couldn't hear it, but I heard it. 347-826-7667 is the number. I would actually request that people do not encrypt their voices when they call in, or mute them either, because it makes it impossible for some people to hear you. Okay. What else do we got going here? We got Goofy Bone. We got 13 minutes to go. Goofy Bone. So, Goofy, the Rhinox Network dumped you. What the fuck? Does that mean Will Crawford kicked you to the curb?
No. Will Crawford didn't do anything. It wasn't his ordeal. He got canned himself. But it's like this guy had a vision and all this and all that, and it's like he didn't promise what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to get like a .com for us and all this and all that. And
oh, dude, fuck that, dude. You should hire Sherry Wong. Sherry Wong will take care of you.
What was that?
He's looking for web people. You lost your web guy, right, Goofy?
Web guy? I mean, what do you mean web guy?
Somebody's going to give you a web.
He said that we were going to get a .com and you were going to be broadcasting from there. And this guy, he just talked all this shit. And then when this shit happened with me going to jail, it's like that was his opportunity to just can the whole thing. Motherfucker's not doing anything. He's like a rich motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what the fuck? What can I do? So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to bring back the Deuce.
Big up, John Brown.
Back live on one of these point Deuce, the worldwide radio show, bitches. And fuck Debbie Daly.
Oh, no. Not this now. No, we're not going to get into this. That's the last thing I need is the Debbie Daly crew knocking on my door. Just when I thought that everything was... That's the other thing is, Goofy, you missed out on all this shit, man. The Debbie Daly crew has replaced the Bill Wagoner crew has pretty much disbanded from Blog Talk Radio. They still do their thing on YouTube and all that, but they kind of like stopped trolling BTR, and they've been replaced by the Debbie Daly crew. It's like all these dudes like Wild Goose and Cosmo Brockington and Dr. Herpington and all these John Brand. John Brand is placed for whatever team, but he just now it's they used to be the Steve Ogle crew, and were you around for the Steve Ogle crew, right?
Yeah, I was around for that in the Raptor Jesus.
Yeah, the Knights of the Raptor Jesus, that's what it is. The Steve Ogle crew and the Knights of Raptor Jesus formed together, and now they are the Debbie Daly crew, and they're just wreaking havoc all over Blog Talk Radio. It's insane. Troll Wars has never really ended, the Troll Wars. It's ever going on the internet. It's just how it is. It comes with the territory. That's how it is. In a free society, it's the thing you have to deal with. It's the nasty byproduct of free speech, is trolling. But there's things to alleviate that, and you just gotta deal with it.
You know, John Brand, she has a clip of him. I don't know if she played it. But, I mean,
oh,
come
don't
on.
Get John Brand started. Oh, now see, now they're all using the pink the pink team font. See,
oh,
this is what they do. Now all
come
of a sudden
on,
now,
be
now
men.
All these
got what? Balls, man. What the fuck are you putting pink on, man? Shit.
Because they're fruit bowls. All these guys are bronies. They follow ghosts and they you know they insert things up their anus and. You know, troll blog talk shows. What can you do? You can't. It's a free fucking internet, dude. I'm sorry. Tits or get the fuck out.
I'm giving shit. What's going to happen?
All right. 347-826-7667 is the number. Kishu's freaking out. She wants to get back on the horn here. Greg.
Ben.
Yeah,
Ben.
What's up? Yeah.
Oh, my God, Ben. It's like, I run like two blocks to get away from this fucking faggot. DJ, whatever. He's like, you're stealing my energy. I need to come with you. I'm like, you do not need to fucking come with me.
Stealing your energy?
I don't know.
Was he a hippie?
I'm still out of breath. Like, I ran like a 100 meters up fucking faggot. I was like, seriously, you stay the fuck right here. That's because you're for your own fucking safety. You stay the fuck right here, and I fucking leave. You know? So now I've lost.
You need some mace. You got to give her some mace, Vince.
Oh, brother.
You got the point. It's never going to fucking happen. I'm walking back to your house. Can you please come down? Can you please come downstairs and get me? Oh my God, I'm almost there. I'm like walking through the parking lot by the fucking stadium.
Yeah, I'll be there in a second. All right, we got to wrap up the show. Kishu will be in the studio
the
in a second.
All I have to say is follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/KIEHUZYKOVO.
Perfect. And let's go down the line here. Crappy Tires, anything you'd like to say before we sign off here?
Oh, I was just rocking out to some YT Cracker there. Just wanted to shout out to those who kept tweeting me about Op Fullerton the whole show.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about Op Fullerton really fast?
I don't know what it is.
I think I believe it's another case of...
Oh, it's in memory of this guy, and they sent me a picture of his head. And it was disgusting. I can't believe someone tweeted that.
And that was Fullerton Police, I presume.
Yeah, and they're going to be doing a protest, I would assume, tomorrow in Fullerton. I have no details on it, but I just heard about it. Mm-hmm. So, I guess they're doing a protest, and it's going to be pretty awesome. It's 3 a.m. here, by the way. Jeez, man.
Cool, man. Shari Wong.
Op Fullerton is, like, because they tased and... like beat the crap out of a man to death with who had like mental illness. I think he had schizophrenia, and like they did it for no reason, just because he was homeless. But
that's it sounds like the same scenario as the guy on BART. Although the guy on the BART was like trying to like wave a knife on him, but there's just no way they could have subdued that guy so easy. He was just a drunk dude on the ground, you know, flailing a knife. He threw it and missed. And they didn't need to shoot him. That was just retarded. You know what? They really haggle the homeless here. They really do. I've witnessed many times the cops on the street just tagging homeless people at Market Street at a bus stop, just standing there, like not even posted up like in a tent or anything, just like almost legitimately waiting for the bus and just giving them a ticket. Like what? How is that bum going to pay that ticket? How does that help that bum?
Yeah.
That's just not the right solution, you know? Like, it's like this punishment sort of mentality it just doesn't work. It perpetuates more subversion, and that's what authority figures have never understood. That'll be an unending cat and mouse game, but whatever.
Yeah.
Cares.
Also, CSL Sec Skyped me saying, go follow them. They're 3 followers away from 500, I believe, and then they're releasing shit.
Sweet, dude. Yeah, I think I'm following them. See, it's
CSL Sec.
SL. Like, I want to always fuck these up. CSL Sec. CSL Sec. Yeah, right on. I will definitely be following. And right on. Anything else, Sherry?
Follow me at Tewongz, which is T-E-H-W-O-N-G-Z. And I'll be releasing my book, thanks to Thingy, in like a month.
Yeah, I'll be watching.
Hell yeah. Cool, man. Goofy Bone, anything you'd like to say before we adjourn?
Shout out to everybody. Twitter.com/GoofyBone. Hit me up. Cheers.
Right on. Melissa Hopkins, would you like to share something with the audience before we depart?
I am back, and I've got a lineup of very special guests Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. So stay tuned. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Very well, then. You're a local terrorist. Anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, I was just rocking it out to Kyushu's gibberish, and Goofy Bones' track, Just Give It To Her. I gotta say, Goofy Bone, you're a top-notch rapper. I mean, you're on the level of Tupac. I mean, Just Give It To Her was, whoa, it was great. I mean, I'm taken away.
All right, there you have it. Goofy Bone gets a new fan. Area code 805. You're on the air. What's up? Who's this?
Hey, how's it going? This is Nomen Nessio calling in from Southern California. Just listening to your show.
Right on. Any
thoughts?
Yeah,
I wanted to congratulate you on such a great Freeform live radio show. And, congratulate everyone out there for fighting the man and keeping up the resistance.
Okay, cool, man. I appreciate the call. And that's going to just about do it, everybody. I really, really, really want to thank everybody who has been participating in the chat room. I apologize for not following along with you guys in there. I am my own. I'm a fucking one-man band here, dude. I'm the engineer and the host and all that crap, so I I can only juggle so much, but I do appreciate the love in the chat room. Shouts out to Artie's World, Beach Bum 55, Bob Bobbington, Cherry Wong, Crappy Tires, CSL Sec. I'm gonna get that right one of these days. CSL Sec. Cyber War News, Ethan Myers, Bo. George Orwell, Ghost Pickles, Greek Ophian, I am the Puddles, Jay Mackin, John Brand, Join Anonymous One, Callista, Motormouth News, Noman something or other, Nuclear Gimp, Old New Fag, oh, Kishu's here, Raffier, Sam Dean, Stabby McCuggs, The Arknig, Wendigo, and Your Anon News. Badass turnout. Thank you, everybody. I love you all, and we'll make love to you all once again very soon. And in the meantime, please hit me up on Twitter. I will return your tweets. I apologize. I did not live tweet the show today. I apologize. So if you were tweeting me questions or stuff, I totally missed it. I was too busy fapping and operating the switchboard. So, yeah, that's it. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay, and I'll do this with you again very, very, very soon. And until then, I'm going to leave you with the fucking best song ever. Laters. Fill in the blanks without spilling your drinks. Hey. My name is, and I'm an alcoholic. Not for real, but what else do you call this? Find me in the club, B, going duper dummy, borrowing your money. We'll be right back.
Seriously, it's like the best night ever. This song.